It's Jefferson Graham. You're listening to the iPhone Photo Show. On this week's episode, my special guest is Michael Chaboun. He is the VP of Insta360, which many of you know is one of my all-time favorite cameras, along with the Insta360 Invisible Selfie Stick. Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at SmugMug, which I use to run my professional website, to sell prints, to back up all my photos. When I'm traveling, every image I shoot on the iPhone goes direct to the iOS app. Auto backup and everything is there waiting for me when I get home. Free 2-week trial at SmugMug. SmugMug.com. Go check it out. Again, Insta360, you've heard me talk about it. What's that doing on an iPhone podcast? Well, there's a lot you can do with the iPhone and the Insta360 camera. Namely, you can make some really wild special effect videos with the Insta360 mobile app, which you'll hear more about. And we'll also be telling you about the new Insta360 Flow gimbal, which will steady your iPhone shots better than the DJI models. Trust me on that one. Do know that Michael has offered a very generous giveaway for us. It's not actually a giveaway. You'll have to spend money to get it, but there's a 5% discount and a free invisible selfie stick if you buy the Insta360 X3 camera via a code that will expire on May 2nd. To get it, email me, tweet me, Instagram me, jeffersongraham@gmail.com. That said, my interview with Michael.
It's in such an interesting space, right? Because we're seeing people who are exclusively using a 360 camera or X3 for all of their content. It's just so easy to use, right? You can get a ton of different angles. You can reframe your shots. One clip goes so much further than if you're shooting with a single lens camera. But conversely, we have professional filmmakers out there that have this as part of their kit for these special, creative, unique shots that you're seeing. So it's like it kind of fulfills both ends of the spectrum, right? It could be your all-in-one tool, or you could have it in your kit and use it with your regular DSLR cinema cameras for these like unique shots.
Yeah, and it's certainly very heavy. It's gonna really weigh down your bag, and that's a joke because it's very light and very easy to tote around. Just make sure to charge it up.
If you look at our full line of products, the most popular consumer product that we have is the X series. We have the X3 now, which is, I believe, the one that you're using. It's actually in its fourth generation now. So if you look at what this was in Gen 1, it's a completely different camera, and it has larger sensors now. It has a half-inch sensor, big touchscreen on the front that automatically stitches your two cameras together. Before, it was almost kind of a requirement where you had to use your iPhone as or other phone or tablet as a live monitoring device. And now you can just do everything on this big touchscreen, from setting your shooting mode to setting all of your camera settings. If you want to go into manual settings and set your ISO and your shutter and your white balance, you can even live preview all of your clips that you just shot directly on this screen after you've recorded them. So it just saves you a lot of time.
Yeah, it sounds like a small thing that we went from a little circle to a big window. And before, if you wanted to switch gears and use bullet time, go from video to photo, it was hard to read. Now you can actually see it. It's definitely worth the extra money in getting the bigger upgrade for the X3. So that's my 2 cents. You guys have a new product out, and it's called Flow. We showed the little video reel about this. Why don't you tell everybody why there was a need for another iPhone gimbal?
We are so excited about this product. If you followed us for years, people typically traditionally know Insta360 as a 360 camera company. But in the past couple of years, we've put this huge focus on AI. And the whole kind of tone of the company is, how do we make average users into better filmers? And how do we make them into better editors? And that core philosophy goes into every single product that we make. And so in the past couple of years with our you know, kind of first step into AI and automated editing and all of these auto creative effects that you can do, it allowed us to start thinking about new product lines. And we really looked heavily into the mobile gimbal space. And what we realized was there's still this kind of gap between giving people professional tools and having them create professional content. And what I mean by that is, if you're not a trained filmmaker and you don't know how to compose shots, you're still going to have this kind of gap between, you know, making your content look like the pros, even if it's stabilized and really great. So what we decided to do with Flow was, how do we make a mobile gimbal into your AI filmmaking assistant? And there's a couple of really incredible modes that we built in to do that. The first one is it's a mode inside of our app. So first of all, when you use Flow, it fully integrates with the Insta360 app. So you get all of the benefits of using the Insta360 app with your mobile gimbal. With other competitive products, it's a gimbal becomes just like a glorified three-axis stabilizer without any software benefits, because most people are still stuck using their native iPhone or Android camera app. And okay, the reason
let
for
me,
that
let
is
me be- interrupt for 1 second. The beauty of Insta360 is this amazing, amazing smartphone app. If you haven't seen my latest video, you need to check it out. You can do all sorts of crazy things with this app. You can swap your skies. You could be walking, having a moonlight walk at the beach. You could clone yourself into five Jeffs. You could put lightning bolts through your body. And that's just three things that you could do. It's all free. It's all in the app. And so when Michael says, well, yeah, you know, the Flow connects to the app, well, there's so many great things you could do in the app. So that is a big plus. So just want to say that.
That's exactly it. So you get access to all these cool creative effects that would normally either take a lot of skill in editing or a lot of time in post. And if you're an editor, you know that you always kind of weigh those things, you know, together, right? How long is this going to take me, and is it worth it? And by automating the stuff, we're actually giving you access to create these advanced effects that you wouldn't have time for before, or you didn't know how to do. But beyond that, it goes even more simple, right? So with a lot of these competitor products, you can't really adjust your camera settings. You have to go back to the native iPhone camera app to adjust things like shutter and ISO and white balance. And these are all things that you can do inside of the Insta360 app, which is, it seems so trivial, but a lot of products just don't have it. So in addition to that, we also have our whole wide variety of creative effects that you can achieve there. You can even shoot a 360 photo with your gimbal now. And it's only possible because Insta360 has the capability of stitching a 360 photo, and we have the technology built out. So now we can apply it to these other products, like these single lens iPhone camera apps. And the way it works is it's pretty genius. Like you'll attach your phone to the gimbal, you'll select the 360 mode, the gimbal will pan around and it will take a series of photos, and then it will automatically combine them into a 360 photo. So now for the first time,
it's nine photos, right? It's one, two, three, yeah. up and around, and then below, right? Or are you telling all the way around?
Actually, it's going more than 180 degrees in either direction to capture that, and it's using the wide angle of the iPhone to do that. But there's a couple of different options. You can just take a panoramic photo. You could take a 180 degree photo, and then you could do a full 360. So you have a couple of options for how you can do those. Okay. So my long-winded kind of breakdown to that circles all back to this in-app feature called Shot Genie. And what Shot Genie does is it essentially will analyze the location that you're shooting at. So you can either point your camera at whatever you're shooting, or you can speak into the iPhone app or the Android app and say, hey, I'm going for a walk in the park, or I'm going to the beach, or I'm going to play basketball with my friends. And our AI will interpret that and give you a suggested shot list for the type of shots that it deems as professional. So it can do anything from, you know, a pass-by shot of the camera to a pan from left to the right, maybe a push-in shot or a dolly zoom. And it makes it really simple where when you select this template, it'll actually overlay the text on your screen. So as you're shooting, you have this like assistant telling you how to capture your shots. And it's really helping people who want to learn filmmaking, who want to fine tune their skills more, people that are just getting started. It's helping them shoot like the pros. And that's something that I really love about our company is we're kind of democratizing the idea of professional content capture for everybody. It starts at $159. There's a couple of different packages for it, but the basic entry point is $159. And then if you want all the bells and whistles, it goes up to $209. And that includes the spotlight accessory that allows you to shoot in low light. It gives you three different color temperatures, three different brightness settings on each color temperature. And it rotates 180 degrees, so you can use it with your front or rear facing cameras.
Okay, Mike wants to know how steady the tripod is, and the truth is not that steady, but that's my two cents. How would you describe it, Michael?
It's a really good question because we went through a hardware redesign on it before we released it. So if you see the legs now, there's actually little metal extensions that you can pull out to make the tripod a little bit wider. So it is pretty good. Obviously, you know, if you're shooting in like 30 mile an hour wind, you're going to need to consider another solution, which we've enabled. So if you look on the bottom of Flow, there's a standard quarter 20 mount on the bottom. So you can attach this to an additional tripod or a longer selfie stick if you want the gimbal to be up higher. So we don't just limit you to using what's built into the gimbal. You can totally use it with any third party quarter 20 extensions.
Now, this is not the steadiest tripod in the world either, but it certainly works for a time lapse if it's not really blowy. That's been my experience. Do you need to have cell signal to use the Insta360 app? I'm wondering if it'll work in a rural place with spotty signal. What do you say?
That's a really great question. So Flow has built-in Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, so you can actually connect to it anywhere in the world, regardless of your cell signal or service. This is actually the same way that we build any of our other products, like our 360 cameras, our small, tiny little wearable go-to camera. It doesn't rely on any third-party connectivity. You could just use it anywhere.
Okay. And the same goes for the smartphone app. The one that's on the iPhone, if I just want to play around with it and have fun, I don't need to be online?
Exactly, yeah. So you rely on the product's built-in Wi-Fi and Bluetooth to connect to the app, and then you can download your footage directly from the app to your phone in rural areas. It's no problem.
Okay, Mike says 30 miles wind, but 5 miles would be fine, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I don't have an exact technical spec on the wind. But you kind of just have to, it depends on what you're doing, right? If you're just shooting regular video, the gimbal has good enough stabilization where it can account for little bumps. If you're shooting a time lapse, you might want something much more precise. So you just have to kind of figure out what you're shooting.
Just so everybody knows, I've done plenty of time lapse on this thing with it extended, and I've been very happy. The only time I really got screwed up, and it wasn't on here, but I was filming in San Francisco a time lapse, and it was going like that, and it was out of whack. Okay.
For any tripod, when you film a time lapse, just this is kind of like a general rule of thumb. You need to be so precise. Like I always carry like a little weight with me, or like a mini sandbag, and you can just drop that little sandbag down, and it'll give you a perfectly smooth shot every time.
Okay. This selfie stick, my beloved Insta360 selfie stick that sells for $25 and goes with me everywhere, is actually called the invisible selfie stick. We didn't tell everybody about that. This is the invisible selfie stick. I'll show a little clip of me running around town. Every shot, I'm holding this in my hand, but the brilliance of the software from the Insta360 people is that it disappears. It makes it invisible. So the question was, if we go does the Flow become invisible?
It does not. So The invisible selfie stick is built exclusively around 360 technology. So the way it works is when you have a camera that has two lenses like this, each lens is 200 degrees. And when the lenses are stitching, they overlap. And in that overlap is where the selfie stick is, and it automatically gets edited out of any shot. And the cool thing is it happens live. So you can connect to your camera when you get a live preview. You won't see the stick. It's not something that happens in post.
Yeah. When you're doing the invisible selfie stick and you're walking down the street, you're thus walking down the street like this. There is one of the shot lists that Insta360 recommends doing is where you put it like this. How do I describe this? It's over my shoulder, and all of a sudden, it doesn't look as weird. But so you need to think about your hand movements and hand placements. Michael's the master of this. How do you place your hands with the invisible selfie stick, Michael?
This is a question I always get asked. So you know, if you're walking with your selfie stick in front of you and you have your arm out here, it's going to be pretty obvious that you're holding something. So when it's in front of you, I always like to have it at my side. So if I'm like this, I just have it at my side where you're just walking normally. You can't really see that on my camera. But if you're putting it over your shoulder, the camera's behind you. So you're not really seeing your hand in the shot. I typically like to have it kind of like this. So if I have it like this and I'm walking, this is like the perfect shot because you don't really see that you're holding anything and the camera's behind you. So that's kind of how I like to do it.
Okay, so for the audio people, Michael holds the selfie stick basically backwards. Is that correct? Behind him? The camera's behind you?
That's what I like. I like having the camera behind me because then it gets you this like crazy third-person view shot. And it literally looks like you have a drone following you without the headache of actually having to fly a drone.
Okay. And how does the shot compare to what many people do, where is they holding it up in the air?
I always like the more lower level shots because it's more true to like how actual filming works versus if you have it up here, then you might just be seeing the top of your head. It's a cool shot as well. It's like a little bird's eye shot, but I think for more natural viewing, it's better to have it almost at your neck or head level, whichever direction you're holding it in. If you're holding it in front of you or if you're holding behind you, this kind of just gives you like that top down view. It's nice, but if you're doing like vlogs or anything like that, I don't know if it's the best for consistent long vlogs.
Okay. Many people have talked about using the Insta360 as a imitation drone. And getting that drone shot without flying a drone in places that you're not allowed to fly. What is your best technique for that drone shot?
Man, there are so many. So we actually have this incredible accessory that we sell. It's called the extended selfie stick. It's a selfie stick on steroids. It's 10 feet long.
Yeah.
And by the sheer fact that you're shooting with a fisheye camera makes things look a little bit further away. And so when you have the camera attached on the end of this extended 10-foot selfie stick, you can get a wide variety of shots. You can get things where you start on the ground and you boom up, right, and do like these big reveals. You can imitate an FPV drone shot where like you can stick the camera into small crevices and you can pull it out and it looks like there's a tiny little drone flying through there. If you go on Instagram or TikTok or any social media channel and you plug in the hashtag no drone, no problem, you'll get so much inspiration for how many shots you can get with just a 360 camera and a long invisible selfie stick. It really is a game changer for people that don't want to fly a drone or don't know how to fly a drone or in restricted areas where you simply cannot fly a drone or can't get permitting. It's such a great tool.
And there's so many of those all the time now. We got a whole lot of questions. Let's jump in. Mona, where are you pointing the lenses when you hold the stick behind you? In other words, up or to the side?
I mean, there's such great questions coming in. So the rule of thumb is you always want one of the lenses pointing towards where the action is. And the stitching is really great. But if you have yourself in the stitch line, you have the camera pretty close. Sometimes you'll see a little stitch line. So just for safety, always point the camera to where the action is. Now there are exceptions to those rules. If
no,
you're
Michael,
shooting,
I'm
if
walking
you have
down the street. I'm walking down the street. Yeah. Now, are the lenses this way or that way? Are they facing up into the air or to the storefronts that I'm passing?
It depends on what your action is. If you want yourself to be in the shot, then you point the lens at yourself like this. If you want the stores to be the center of the action, then you rotate the camera and you point it towards the stores. There's a couple of things to take into account. Sunlight. If you're shooting into direct sunlight and one of the lenses is pointing directly into the sun and one is pointing down, then you might want to flip your camera sideways so that both lenses are exposed evenly. So there's tricks that you can use to make your footage really optimal. But honestly, at the end of the day, it's a 360 camera. So you can point your camera wherever you need to, and you're still going to get the shot.
Okay. Question from Roy. Is the phone holder large enough for a 14 Pro Max with a case? Phone holder meaning this thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's an IT. This is a 14 Pro Max right here. So
there you go. I guess the second part of the question is it really depends on the case, right? If it's like a nice little form-fitting case like this, no problem at all. If it's a case that has a battery in it, you know, like some of those bigger cases, it might not fit. So you just have to, it really just depends on your case.
Another question from Roy. Can you use the app without the gimbal? Yes. Right?
Totally. Yeah. So you can actually download the Insta360 app right now for free. And you can, in it, you have some sample content that you can, it kind of shows you what you can do with any of our cameras. But to get the features of the specific product, you need to be connected to the product, because the app will interpret which product you're connected to, and it'll give you a slightly different interface for each product.
Yeah. If you see my latest video, I show how to do all these special effects on the iPhone with the Insta360 app. And what's the other ingredient you need? You need the Insta360 camera. You do not need the gimbal for it, but you need the Insta360 camera. And you can't do anything without the selfie stick. So that's an important thing, right? So it's really a great app.
The invisible selfie stick is a must-have for anybody.
Yeah, I'm really thrilled that you brought selfie sticks back. Remember that it got to the point where they started banning selfie sticks all over the place and people stopped using them. And now we're using them again. And I think that's fantastic.
You can't ban an invisible selfie stick.
Well, they're not invisible to them. What else do we got here? I'm working backwards. Can you use the screen on your Apple Watch with the app? Do you know?
You can control our cameras from your Apple Watch. Actually, we even have a mode where if you're using AirPods Pro like this or regular AirPods, you can record audio directly into your AirPods and that'll feed it into your camera. So we're really well integrated with Apple products.
Okay. Mona says that Mona has purchased the Flow, hasn't used it yet, bought a DJI smartphone gimbal a year ago, and now the Play Store no longer supports it. I don't know if that's true. Insta360 looks like it's easier to use. That I can confirm. Tell everybody about some of the stuff that you like to shoot, Michael.
Oh, man. So part of my job at Insta360 is I lead our video production for a lot of our content marketing that we do. So I shoot a lot of our product launch videos, showcase videos. What I really love shooting is fun, cool, creative shots, figuring out ways of using the cameras in for unique creative shots. Like we have this, you know, huge campaign to always have people think bold and think about creating, you know, unique shots and how you can use a 360 camera for it. So I'm always thinking about how do I mount it? Where do I mount it? How do we show people something different than they haven't seen on social media? A couple of cool shots that we did a little while back, I was shooting with a bulldog who surfs, and we actually had to devise a way to mount a small camera onto a bulldog so it could still surf and not interfere with its performance. So that was really fun. We mounted a camera inside of a car tire, and we had it kind of roll around to show that our cameras have great stabilization and great horizon leveling. We put a camera into a tiny, tiny, tiny RC car, like about this big, and we put it inside the driver's seat. And it looked like it was inside of a real car. And then we pulled out and we showed the perspective of that. So I kind of love this, these like creative style shots, you know, that's kind of my big focus lately.
Okay. I want to come with you one day and watch you film some of this stuff and try to master your techniques, because the footage online is amazing. Okay. Let's talk about software. There is the Insta360 Studio on the computer that lets you edit all your footage that way. And then there's the mobile app where you can edit, but you've actually put the stories, the shot, what's it called? The shot list thing. You put that into the phone app, not into the computer app. So it's actually the phone app has a lot of things that the computer app doesn't. Talk about the difference between the two.
Yeah. So first of all, I think one thing that I love the most about Insta360 is all of our software is free. So if you're using the mobile app, that's free. You don't need to pay for any cloud subscription or services or data management. If you're using our desktop app, that's also free. And I think that's a big reason why people really love Insta360, because there's no catch or no gimmick. It's just, you could download it. The easiest way of editing is in the mobile app. And that's kind of what we learned from the action camera industry, is that a lot of people were shooting content. They were shooting tons of content, whether it's going on vacation, everyday life, or whatever they were shooting, but they weren't editing it. And we really spent a lot of time thinking about how do we make the editing process as easy as possible. And we realized the biggest problem was having people pull the card out of the camera and put it in their computer and use a desktop software. So we put a lot of engineering into easy mobile app editing. And when you use our 360 cameras, there's like five or six different ways of editing content in the app that and we open kind of like, we don't force anyone into one particular way of editing. We allow you to choose for yourself what's best and most convenient for you. My favorite way of editing 360 content is there's a way of using the gyroscope on your phone. And as you move your phone around, it will actually pan around in that 360 video. And doing that will give you reframe shots. So I usually like reframing by just using a swivel chair and moving around. But there's other ways of editing 360 footage. Like, we have an advanced AI tracking where you can essentially just box yourself off and you can lock yourself into the center of the frame and it'll just continue to track you. You can keyframe in the app, which is essentially setting a point in one place, a point in another place, and the camera will automatically pan from point to point. And then there's other technology that we have called AutoFrame, and our AI will analyze a 360 video and it'll give you automatic recommendations for reframed shots from that 360 video. So there's just so many different ways. I feel like we're going to need to do a separate hour-long talk just so I can show you all the ways of editing. But then we also have a software called FlashCut in our app. And what FlashCut does is it will take all of your clips and automatically come together into a timeline for you. So, and you can add transitions and on-screen text and music and anything that you would do in a normal editing software, we build into our mobile app and we make it much easier to use.
Okay. One very important accessory, I hope you can all see this, is the card reader that goes directly into your iPhone. It's pricey. It sells for $60, but it sure saves you a lot of time. It's really cool. You've been trotting out so many cameras, but what's the one that you use 9 times out of 10?
I use the X3. The X3 is my go-to camera. I have it in my bag, in my pocket, everywhere I go. I don't leave home without it.
Even though you have the higher end camera there, you choose the X3.
I love the X3. It's I think my favorite part about it is the larger screen. So I can just do everything that I need to do on the camera without having to connect my phone. And I only connect my phone when I'm starting to edit footage. So it just saves a lot of time.
Changed my life. I'd never leave home without it either. Michael has a meeting. He's a big time exec and he's got a meeting coming up. So I'm going to let him go. Before you go, give everybody a challenge. They're going to go out and buy a Insta360 camera. Hopefully they're going to use the code. And and now they're going to connect it to the phone. Give them two or three fun things to do with the iPhone app, iPhone Android app, that would be, that would astound their friends.
I want you guys to open up the Insta360 app and go to Shot Lab and create two or three different Shot Lab effects of your choice. There's like 30 that you can choose from. Each Shot Lab effect, once you open it up, it will give you a minute or 2 minute long instructional for how to do it. And it's just super simple. It just says, these are the camera settings to use. This is how you shoot the footage. You can actually look at Jeff's video. He does a really good job explaining how simple it is. And just go out there and create. And you'll be able to achieve things that, that would have normally taken so much time in post to edit in a couple of minutes. And tag us in it. Use the hashtag Insta360, and our social team looks at that stuff, and we love sharing user content. So tag us in all your footage and give us your feedback. We really love hearing it.
Yeah, it's as simple as pressing record and then either walking around the camera or just walking down the street for 2 or 3 minutes or even 15 seconds. You'll be amazed at how easy it is and how cool some of the shots look. And if you try them a few different times, they may not always look the same. They may look a little different. Right?
That's exactly it. Yeah. The more you do it, the more you realize the customization that can go into it. But it's as simple as literally just putting in your footage into the template and the app does the rest. It's so much fun. I really love the cloning effect and the stop motion. The stop motion is by far my favorite one because it is hellish to create a stop motion when you're just using a regular camera. It's so time intensive and our app just makes it much faster and easier. So go out and try it and let us know what you think.
Okay, Michael Shaboon, for people that want to see some of your amazing Insta360 videos, where do they go?
Go to at Insta360. So a lot of the content that I create goes directly to our social media channel. So at Insta360 on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. You won't be disappointed. And actually, you can get a lot of inspiration from the type of content that we create. And if you go to our YouTube channel, you'll see a ton of tutorial videos on how to create certain shots, creative inspiration, anything that you can do with a 360 camera, we've probably covered on our 360 channel, on our YouTube channel. And if we haven't covered it yet and you have some great ideas for it, we're always open. So just get in touch with us.
All right, Michael, thank you so much. Don't forget, folks, that DM me for the code to save some money and to get yourself a free selfie stick. Your life will never be the same once you have a really cool invisible selfie stick. Jefferson Graham at Gmail, at Jefferson Graham on Twitter and Instagram. I want to thank Michael for being here today. It's been fantastic talking to you. I hope you had a good time.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And thanks for having me. And thank you everyone for tuning in. It's been super fun.